As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a paranoia in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Moon Day, November the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal, local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts, and I don't know why, but I've got news, like to say good news, well, news, hard facts, certainly, workable solutions. Yeah, that's what we talk about all the time. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal, local. Let your voice be heard. Your silence is implied consent. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free. You can. It's okay. At 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Yeah, it'll be with about 466 others, but you can send them to me at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. So very many interesting emails this past weekend. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo. 65647. And in all honesty, my postmaster is not getting anywhere near enough of your letters. So please balance out the load and send something off to Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647, even if it's just a photograph of your sister Lucy. It'll be okay. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all broadcasting the broadcast this morning. Becoming vocal local right where they are. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals, equities, crude, all in decline. The U.S. dollar index on a slight uptick. Well, it's going to be a short week, just 3 days of trading this time. No, not so super committee. Stagnating. We'll talk about it. Buffett buys Japan. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Billionaires skirting the IRS. People over in Switzerland still hiding out from the IRS as well. Well, the IRS is not doing too well these days. Agenda 21, international law. I don't know where we'll go today in today's broadcast. It's Monday. Give me a break. I'm back, and what more can I say than that? So let's go to our market report this morning. Wow. 40 days remain before we change over to 2012. I saw that on the calendar this morning, thought it was remarkable, and so I've just remarked on that. 40 days left. You got any New Year's resolutions hanging over from a year ago? You're going to have to get with it if you're going to get those goals accomplished this year. Anyway, I've got a few hanging out that really bother me, you know, like doing something in my yard. Well, I haven't done anything in my yard for a year. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold trading off $14.30. Yeah, whack-a-mole. They're hitting it hard. At $1,710.50 an ounce, which is nothing to sneeze at. Silver off $1.14 at $31.27. Platinum off $28. At $1,564, palladium off 15 at $585. Well, it's red ink across the board, folks. What can I say? I'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Monday, November the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. That's right. That's where we are. At least that's where I think I am. I woke up. I thought I was still on the planet Stupider. But anyway, let's go back into our market report for this morning. It's red ink, folks. It's a red ink day. So just, you know, kind of make another cup of coffee, put your feet up, find the kitty cat and stroke it. You know what I mean? Anyway, gold this morning off $14.30 at $1,710. Thank God. It was heading lower, but it rebounded and came back up. Silver off $1.14 at $31.27. Platinum off $28 at $1,564. These are all your spot market prices. Palladium off $15 at $585. Even with a prayer and a kiss, you're not going to buy any metal for these numbers, however. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market this morning, $1,697.80 for a low, $1,727.70 for a high, but take heart, little flock. Your gold is up year to year, $354.60 for a 26.20% return on your investment. And the stocks ain't giving it to you. The bonds ain't giving it to you. The banks aren't giving it to you either. So anyway, you're in a good place. You're in gold and silver. London Gold picks this morning. They said the London Bullion Market Association set the price at $1,704. I mean, just pick a number. It was going all over the place. The SPDR gold shares this morning, they continue to pack in the gold, 1,293.09 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest at $71.5 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 25. at 11,796. However, the NASDAQ closed off 15 at 2573. The S&P 500 following suit closed down 1 at 1,216 this morning. Crude oil off $1.09. If there's anything bright and shiny this morning, crude oil in decline is a good sign. Off $1.09 at $96.58 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub, as we love to say, in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 38 basis points, really the only positive sign in the whole 20 indicators that I give to you every morning. USDX up 38 basis points at 78.40. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where it's nothing but a sea of red ink as well. This morning, the Canadian loonie off 70 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents U.S., the Mexican peso. I'm telling you what, Speedy Gonzalez, he's hanging off the edge of the taco, about ready to drop into the 6 cent zone, off 134 basis points at 7 cents U.S. and just barely there. The euro this morning off 40 basis points at $1.35. The British pound doing no better, off 106 basis points at $1.56. And the Swiss franc off 11 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.09. The bond market this morning, the U.S. treasuries are bonded indebtedness. Everybody in the news is going, oh, God, they're great. They're just really belting in the profits. Well, anyway, this is the real story. The yield on the two-year this morning is at 0.27%. I don't imagine too many people would stand in line for that. I mean, how much would you loan somebody if you were going to get 0.27% interest? Not many. The 10-year this morning at 1.96%, and the 30-year is at 2.95%. So that's going backwards about, well, what's inflation anyway? You know, forget inflation. Don't worry about that. Just 8, 9, 10, 11, 12%. And you're out there for 30 years at 2.95%. My God. Anyway, if you feel a little giddy and you want to buy bonds, just send your money to me. I promise you, I'll give you 2.95% return on your investment. The mortgage market this morning, 15-year fixed rate mortgage, as they continue to try to suck people into all this toxic slime called mortgage defaults. Yeah, moving down from 3.46%, again, continuing this recent downward spiral into the mortgage pit, moving down from 3.46% a month ago on these 15-year fixed-rate national average mortgages to 3.38%. The 30-year moves down from 4.17% to 4.03%. And, man, if you could get a mortgage and you need one at these prices, what a steal it is. Anyway, the gold-to-silver ratio this morning will take you 54.68 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. In the Econoday calendar, not much happening this week. Thursday is going to be a holiday, Merchant's Man's Holy Day. On Friday, it's going to be an early close, so there's not going to be much happening. It's going to all happen today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We'll see what happens. But this week, it's going to be kind of interesting. We've got the gross domestic product out tomorrow, corporate profits, Redbook, the ICSC Goldman store sale, so we'll find out whether people are out there shopping. Mortgage bankers' applications will be out on Wednesday, durable goods. The jobless claims will be out on Wednesday rather than Thursday, so that'll be interesting. See how that works out. It'll be a short week. It'll give them lots of room for excuseology. Consumer sentiment will be out as well, so this week is looking rather interesting. Not much to report this morning, however. Let's see if we've got anything positive in the existing home sales basket. And jump over here. Nope, it's still a consensus too early in the morning to report that, so we'll move right along. And look at this one. This is the U.S. Debt Super Committee, okay, ready to announce its failure. Well, we've been following it since day one. It's actually the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. Some people were calling it, oh, God, you know, this was going to be the Enabling Act. All the pimps for paranoia got on board with that one. Well, it's going to turn out to be a dud. Heidi Prisbyla and Kathleen Hunter writing this one. A debt reduction committee. Now they're really stepping aside from it, aren't they? A debt reduction committee. Like there's several of them. A debt reduction. Not the super committee. No, a debt reduction committee with special powers that was supposed to dissolve congressional gridlock in Washington is instead on the brink of failure. about what we said when this thing came out. I thought it was pretty much like a fart in a bathtub, and it's turning out that way, setting the stage for $1.2 trillion in automatic spending cuts. The 12-member bipartisan supercommittee, no, it's the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. And of course, Section D there said termination of the Joint Committee shall terminate on January the 31st of 2012, so it will end there. It has the December 23rd, 2011 Friday deadline involved in it as well, and there's other nonsense that goes with it. But back to the article, the 12-member bipartisan supercommittee likely will announce today that it can't reach agreement on deficit savings. According to a Democratic aide, the aide who wasn't authorized to discuss internal matters was dragged out into the court and beaten about his head and shoulders. Anyway, today is the deadline for the Congressional Budget Office to receive information for scoring a proposal in advance of the Supercommittee's November 23rd target date for reaching a deal. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has declared over the past few months that failure is not an option. However, they're failing. Created in August after a rancorous debate over the rising nation's borrowing limit that plunged congressional approval ratings to lows between 9% and 14%. Both parties took to the airwaves yesterday to blame the other parties for the lack of agreement, though they stopped short of saying the talks had failed. Democrats faulted the Republicans, and the Republicans faulted the Democrats. Basically, just finger-pointing. Well, what did you really expect?
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So if you thought that the super committee was going to bring on an end to war on Earth and bring home our troops from Afghanistan and Iraq and Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and all the rest of the Stan nations, well, guess again. Time to break out that Berlitz language, of course, folks, and brush up on your Mandarin Chinese. Anyway, Rupert Murdoch had to get his name in the news, and he did, arch gangster that he is, selling about $61.7 million worth of News Corp shares. The filing show, brief article off of Bloomberg, chairman, News Corp chairman and chief executive, the thief executive officer, the captain of the dark side, Rupert Murdoch, sold 3.6 million shares of the media company's Class A shares, according to a regulatory filing today. Anyway, that's what's happening there, pretty brief article. Winton, not Winston, but Winton, Winton Smith, well, Winton gets 10% of all new money as investors flock to the biggest hedge funds. I'm only having to share this article with you because there's absolutely nothing on Bloomberg this morning that's worth reporting, so I'll just throw this one out there for your consumption. Anyway, Catherine Burton, trying to justify her salary, writing this one for Bloomberg by herself, probably took her coffee and went to the toity room, cranked this one out on her laptop. Winton Capital Management LLC, the London-based firm founded by David Harding, collected more than a tenth of the cash flow into hedge funds this year as a handful of managers dominated money raising. And that's what they did. And they said so. Winton, with $26 billion in assets, pulled in a net of $7.3 billion through October the 31st, according to two investors asked not to be identified because the firm is private. In all eight funds, including Millennium Management, LLC, and Capula Investment Management, LLP, have attracted a third of the new money this year, according to investors in the funds. It's been a tough slog, said Emma Sugarman, global head of capital introduction at PNB Paribas in New York. Most funds expect to end the year flat in terms of inflows and outflows. So all the hedge funds, they're going broke. But as your hedge fund manager continues to buy and sell these things, they make a commission on both ends. The only one that loses is you. I hope you realize that. I would recommend strongly that you get out of dollar-denominated assets and get out of these various funds before these batards clean you out. And that's what they're doing. They're cleaning you out. Credit Suisse bankers want the U.S. charges dropped. What's this one about? No surprise. David Varekios writing this one for Bloomberg. Credit Suisse Group AG. Yeah, there's these banks, you know. We reported on all that. You can go back and listen to the archives. All these banks, Credit Suisse is one of them, been around forever, hundreds of years. Bankers accused of helping Americans cheat on taxes, plans to ask the Justice Department to dismiss their indictment and talks to resolve a U.S.-Swiss dispute over tax evasion and a probe of the bank, according to five people familiar with the matter. Lots of hands in this probing. Wow. Well, they really got a fish in it this time. Anyway, seven current and former Credit Suisse bankers in Switzerland were indicted on July the 21st in Alexandria, Virginia on one charge. See how far back they're reaching? July the 21st. On one charge each of conspiring to defraud the U.S. Christ, the U.S. has been defrauding us for years. Anyway, the bank has also said it's a target of criminal investigation by the U.S. Justice Department, and that is cooperating. Wow. Lawyers for six of the bankers and a Swiss trust fund company owner charged with helping them wrote to Deputy U.S. Attorney James Cole November the 8th to say they want to resolve their case as part of a U.S. settlement with the Swiss government. You know, what would happen if you wrote a letter to the Justice Department and says you want to resolve the case? You know? Well, anyway, I kind of doubt the Justice Department's tax division would be willing to walk away from this indictment and dismiss it, said Larry Campagna, a tax attorney who isn't involved in the case. Well, who cares what you have to say then? Anyway, after convicting other bankers and taxpayers, giving a pass to these people is somewhat unlikely. Well, that's what they said. Bankers as pawns? Well, it just goes on and on. It's a long story. I won't bore you with it. I'm telling you, this newsy news is pretty light today. Rajoy party wins Spanish elections after debt crisis overwhelms socialists. Well, I thought this would be a hot one, so I opened it and read it. To my own chagrin, Emma Ross Thomas and Ben Sills writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Mariano Rajoy. Now, wait a minute. We got Mario Draghi. We got Mario Monti. And now we got Mariano Rajoy. I guess the big names in Europe these days are all Marios. Marios. They've got their new super committee going over there, the Super Marios. Anyway, Mariano Rajoy won the biggest majority in a Spanish. You see, the problem is in Europe with these socialist countries, you know, like America, but in Europe. Over here, we have the established two-party political system, and that's really a drag. You know, some places like the Communist Party, they got a one-party system, and that's really sucks. But anyway, over in Europe, they've got the multi-party system. All right? That's what they've got over there, multi-party system. So you can have 10, 20, 30. We've gone through the permutation for you before. You can have 10, 20, 30 different parties, you know? Hey, and it's all cool, right? Everybody gets down with this. Well, anyway, Mario Ranjani won the biggest majority. So it could be a very slim minority, but he won the biggest majority in a Spanish election in almost 30 years and told the Spaniards to brace for hard times. Damn, he's cutting edge, isn't he? As the nation fights to avoid being overwhelmed by the debt crisis, bonds continued to drop, as did their shorts, no doubt. Rajoy's People's Party. Well, right out of the socialists into the People's Party. Well, anyway, swept the ruling socialists from power after 8 years, winning 186 of the 350 seats in parliament, compared with 110 for the socialist candidate, Alfredo Perez Rubalcaba. Sounds like something you'd hear from Alex Jones. That there's worse results in more than three decades as smaller parties, including the Communist Party, increased their share of the vote. See, they've got just a whole sea of parties over there. That's the multi-party system, where a true minority can win the majority and then rule the rest of them. That's the way it works over there. Opinion polls in the month before the vote showed the PP winning 184 to 198 seats. So they had a PP victory. I would suggest they don't eat the mint. Hard times lie ahead, Rajoy, 56, told supporters outside the PP's headquarters in Madrid, giving no new details of his plans. Well, the PPs have no peas in their plans. That's the kid. We're going to govern in the most delicate situation Spain has faced in 30 years. Well, that's a given. Anyway, Spanish borrowing costs continued rising toward Euro-era records, even as the PP won a mandate to slash the budget. Be careful, the PP slashing its way in. Overhaul the stagnant economy and reduce the 23% jobless rate, Rajoy, who hasn't given details of his proposal. Sounds like Rick Perry, right? Won't take over for a month, prompting him to say on November the 18th he hopes Spain wouldn't need a bailout before he's sworn in. The bonds fall. Spain's 10-year bond rose to 6.538%. This morning, our 10-year is at 1.96%. Well, anyway, that's pretty dangerous over there. We heard that one from Mario Draghi, too, you know. In Greece, they're up around 7% of those 10 years, and everybody's sweating bullets. You know, that's the upper limit, man. You don't want to be returning anything on the investment on those bonds. The gap between Spanish and German borrowing costs widened to 465 basis points in the IBEX stock. Who cares? Miguel Arias Canetti, head of the PP's electoral committee and a former minister, said today, markets need to give the party time, as ministers won't be appointed until December the 21st. The Spanish law doesn't allow the parliament to resume any sooner than December the 13th, so the PP's senior members meet today at 5 o'clock in Madrid. A bunch of PP's getting together to figure things out. We need to be very convincing during these days. It's all confidence building, isn't it? We need to be very convincing and hope that they give us the breathing space to be able to put in place the necessary measures, he said in an interview with ES Radio. Telling you folks, things are not looking good. Not looking good on a global scene. Here's the last resort. We consider swift implementation of structural and fiscal policies as a necessary but possibly insufficient condition for the Spanish sovereign bond market to stabilize. Necessary, but possibly insufficient. So, they'll just fall short in the PPE kind of way.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com is a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So when you thought that everything else was going upside down and inside out, Warren Buffett apparently is unfazed by Olympus as the post-quake Japan provides an investment chance. So not only is he heavily invested in the dams on the Klamath River, which we're going to talk about on Wednesday with our guest Leo, but he's going and he's buying up Japan too. So I guess, you know, if you're a Buffett, you don't let the winds buffet you. And he's not. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett said he's unfazed by the recent scandal of Japanese camera maker Olympus. Well, why should financial scandals faze Buffett? We're looking for companies that have some kind of a sustainable competitive advantage. And obviously, Olympus has some pretty good crooks, and that is a sustainable competitive advantage these days. Buffett, the chairman of the Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated, said today at a news conference in the Fukushima Prefecture, northern Japan, "The fact that Olympus happens here or Enron happens in the U.S. doesn't affect our attitude at all. Hell, it's all just, you know, profit good, loss bad, right? In the new economic order, you know, screw ethics and morals, you know, you don't have to have that. That's old school. Forget about it. It's all right. As long as it's got a good bottom line. Who cares who you're screwing to get it, right?" That's the idea. That's little Timmy Geithner's program, too. You know, TurboTax Timmy. He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all. Buffett, the chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, is visiting Japan for the first time to tour a plant of toolmaker Tongaloi Corporation after canceling his trip in March when the country was struck by a record earthquake. course. I don't imagine that Warren was invested in that earthquake, was he? Olympus said this month that it concealed losses by paying inflated advisory fees. Wow. Raising concern among investors about corporate governance in Asia's second largest economy. Of course, they learned everything that they know from the Jesuits, and they're running this country too, so there are a lot of opportunities in Japan, said Buffett in an interview in Milwaukee City, adding that the earthquake hasn't changed his view on investing in the country. He said he's interested in businesses that will be around for many, many decades. So, relative to those of you that are worrying about the Mayan calendar, I would suggest that if you check out the intel that Warren Buffett is using, he doesn't seem to be concerned. He's not looking for a return in Nibiru at any time soon, even though he is 81 years old and he may not live long enough to see it. But nevertheless, he's still convinced that there's lots of opportunities in Japan. You know, you never let a good crisis like a earthquake go to waste. Iwaki is about 40 kilometers from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. The leaked radiation that was crippled by the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. Buffett, who became the world's third richest person through long-term value investing, said earlier this year that the disaster created a buying opportunity. You taking note of that, folks? Means a lot. The fact that a renowned investor like Warren Buffett is actually coming all the way to Japan and to the very place that became the center of a disaster means a lot and may shine a bright light, said Chuhai Abe, president of the Tokyo-based Sparks Group, Inc., Asia's second biggest hedge fund. There are expectations that Mr. Buffett may invest more in Japan. Well, U.S. billionaires skating on their IRS obligations. Jesse Drucker, writing this one by himself for Bloomberg. When billionaire Billy Joe Red McCombs, the co-founder of Clear Channel Communications, reported a $9.8 million loss on his tax return, he failed to include about $259 million from a lucrative stock transaction. It's like TurboTax Timmy. You mean all those zeros? I just scratched them out. They were just zeros. Didn't mean anything, did they? What are you all upset about all these zeros? They're just digits. TurboTax doesn't even recognize them. Just digits. Zeros. Hell, zeros. Anyway, after an audit, the Internal Revenue Service ordered him to pay $44.7 million in back taxes. That'd keep you awake, wouldn't it? McCombs, who's worth an estimated $1.4 billion, is a former owner of the Minnesota... The guy's really into sports, man. Former owner of Minnesota Vikings, the Denver Nuggets, and the San Antonio Spurs sports franchises. He sued the IRS, settling the case in March for about half the disputed amount. McCombs' fight with the IRS illustrates an overlooked facet in the debate over taxes paid by the nation's wealthiest billionaires. You know, if you got $1 billion, you're going to hire a pretty good tax attorney and you want him to cut every corner, right? And why wouldn't you get your money's worth? I would. You don't get your money's worth from the attorney, you break his kneecaps. Anyway, from McCombs to Philip Anschutz to Ronald Lauder, who derived the bulk of their wealth from stock appreciation, are using strategies that reap hundreds of millions of dollars from those valuable shares in ways the IRS often doesn't classify as taxable income. You know, but if you happen to have some Mexican señorita, you know, taking care of your chiquitos and cleaning up your house, and you don't report her on your tax filings, you could be in deep trouble, right? The 800-pound gorilla is unrealized appreciation. Of course, nobody appreciates this crap, but anyway, I'm reporting on it. The 800-pound gorilla is unrealized appreciation. It's a tricky little move they used here. Maybe you could find a way to do that yourself. I don't know. While Warren Buffett has generated attention with his complaints, Buffett back in the news again, getting buffeted by Buffett, has generated attention with his complaints that he and his fellow billionaires pay federal income taxes at a lower rate than his secretary, about 17%. The real figure is often much smaller, said David Miller, former chair of the tax section of the New York State Bar Association. and a partner at the Caldwell-Lauder Wickersham and Taft LLP in New York. Quote, the problem is not that people like Warren Buffett pay tax at 17%. It's that they can use complex transactions not available to most Americans to get cash from their appreciated stock without paying any taxes at all. The rate at which 400 U.S. taxpayers with the highest adjusted gross income actually paid federal income taxes, their so-called effective tax rate, fell to about 18% in 2008 from almost 30% in 1995. But what do you know, can you blame them? They can't hide it all in Switzerland anymore because the Justice Department's over there screwing things up for them. So they're coming up with more creative financing. That's the tip of the iceberg, since much of their wealth never converts into income on a tax return, McCaffrey said. All right, so they come up with all this creative stuff. People get upset about it. You do it too. Don't lie to me. You got billions and billions of dollars. You do it too. I know it. In the McCollum's case, the billionaire entered into transactions known as variable prepaid forward contracts. See, if you hire a good enough attorney, they can give you words like that, you know? Variable prepaid forward contracts. It's like Joey down at the corner when he's giving me the numbers for the day. He received about $259 million for lending an investment bank his Clear Channel shares with a promise to deliver the stock for good a few years later. See? That's what he did. He said, hey, I'll give you 150,000 shares of Clear Channel. I'll give you the stocks one of these days, but in the meantime, I want $259 million. And they said, okay, so you can't help him. They were stupid, and he's smart. Right? And then he doesn't have to pay any taxes on it, but he gets $259 million for spending money. Wow. The arrangement enabled McCombs to defer paying capital gains tax because he hadn't sold his shares. Lawyers for the billionaire said, he didn't sell nothing, man. So back off. It's just $259 million pocket change, you know? Hey, the dude got to hold the paper. He'll give the paper around someday. The IRS deemed the transaction a sale since the bank paid McCombs cash and got the use of his stock almost immediately, but it wasn't a sale. Hey, I didn't sell nothing. Who are you to tell me I got sold? You weren't involved in the traction. This ain't your contract. Transactions like these may complicate plans by U.S. Well, that's what they say. I don't. By Barry the Usurper to help close the federal deficit by increasing taxes on millionaires. Sure. Barry? Barry's a millionaire, too. He really profited on the Macondo Gently Weeps affair down there in the Gulf. The usurper said he has the tax code should contain a Buffett rule. Take him out back behind the woodshed. Dole Food co-chairman David Murdoch. So we got the Rupert Murdochs, and now we got the David Murdochs. So they own everything. Dole Food Company. It's the last time I buy their pineapple. Received about $228.6 million in November in 2009 against his Dole shares, tax-free until he's scheduled to deliver the shares in November 2012. So it's going around. This guy got $228 million. The other guy got scroll up into the articles here. I don't know, just a hell of a lot of millions, more millions than I've ever had, probably more millions than I'll ever see. But he had $228 this time. Going on, Star International Company, the investment vehicle run by Maurice Hank Greenberg. Oh, God. In the news again. We all remember who Greenberg is, right? AIG International Group. He's the guy that profited off 911. Well, he got $278 million. So, boy, the numbers are just right there, aren't they? Sounds like a pretty good deal.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So, closing out this rather boring article, Mark DeMarket Miller, the former chair of the tax section of the New York State Bar, again, has proposed the so-called Mark DeMarket system. Well, we've been hearing about this Mark DeMarket system for a long time. The tax, the annual appreciation in the stock holdings of the top 0.1% of taxpayers. That would essentially tax gains in a given year, regardless of whether the shares are sold. In a 2005 article in the journal Tax Notes, he estimates this approach would raise between $490 billion and $750 billion over a decade. Of course, they have to spread it out over a decade so they could use the big numbers. If they divided that by 10, it would be $49 billion and $75 billion in a year. All right, so that's sizable enough. The Super Mario Committee, they couldn't come up with that kind of money. They're just pissing and moaning. Anyway, let's go on from there. One more. Treasury's rally, the most since 2008. Oh, if you look on the news this morning on Bloomberg, boy, everybody's going into the treasuries. Well, this is the article, John Dextre writing this one for Bloomberg by himself. He's out there with a latte on the patio. With Congress at an impasse on how to reduce the U.S. budget deficit. Notice, an impasse. An impasse. The biggest rally in government bonds since 2008 shows no sign of letting up, even as yields are about the lowest on record. Well, that's what I've been saying. How could people be piling into the bonds? Well, you know they're not. But the Federal Reserve has to buy all that debt. After all, they created all that debt, and they like the debt, and even at 2.9%, they can do well. Treasuries have returned 0.9% this month. A little bit less than 1%. 3.4% since the U.S. was downgraded to AA by Standard & Poor's on August the 5th, and 8.9% this year. Somebody please, I know we had a caller. One of our listeners called in, tried to explain it to this old dunderhead fool. of how you're going to get 8.9% out of an instrument that only yields 0.27%. But apparently, through some kind of mathematical magic, they can do that. I don't have that wand. I don't have the secret decoder ring, and I don't have my name on my jacket. But anyway, according to Bank of America Merrill Lynch index data, the cost of derivatives to protect against a U.S. default is about half that for a AAA-rated Germany or the U.K. After the downgrade, and with lawmakers said to have failed to reach an agreement on cutting $1.2 trillion from the deficit ahead of a deadline, U.S. bonds have still been the best investment this year. Great God. Well, anyway, people are more concerned with risk aversion than they are with trying to hit a home run on return. Well, if you want risk aversion, go into gold and silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, and moon dust, copper, anything besides paper. People are more concerned with risk aversion, so they're piling into these debt notes, treasury bonds, bonded indebtedness. Well, it makes sense to stay in treasuries and high-grade investments. Well, now they're getting someplace. High-grade investments. It'd be like mining shares this morning. Golden Star Resources up 3.8%. Yeah. Anyway, overnight. Wow, that's quite a return on your investment. But again, it makes sense to stay in treasuries and high-grade investments until we see a demonstration of responsibility on the part of our Congress. Don't be waiting too long for that one. I would consider you continue to respirate at your normal rate, waiting for a demonstration of responsibility on the part of our Congress and some evidence that things are going to improve with the European situation. God, get out of dollars as quickly as you can. That's my advice. Let's go to the next article. That's frightening. Bank of New York Mellon must face Virginia pension funds fraud lawsuit. Does this sound like a trend? It does to me. They say that the trend is your friend, but this one's going into the dumper in a hurry. Tom Schoenberg, imagine that he's Irish, writing this one individually in his own personal capacity for Bloomberg. Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, the world's largest custody bank, failed to win dismissal of a lawsuit brought by the state of Virginia that accuses it of defrauding pension funds in foreign currency trades. Novel, huh? They're clever. A judge in Fairfax, Virginia, yesterday rejected the bank's argument that the case couldn't be brought under the Virginia Fraud Against Taxpayers Act because alleged false or fraudulent claims were never submitted to the state for payment. Unfortunately, quote, you have a cause of action, close quote, said Fairfax County Circuit Judge Terrence Ney. Way to go, Terrence! He told the lawyers for the state during a hearing yesterday, quote, there's no question about that. We're pleased that the court dismissed two or three of the remaining claims brought by the Commonwealth and are gratified that the judge scheduled a prompt hearing on the remaining claim, said Jeep Bryant, a bank spokesman, by email. State Attorney General Kenneth Cuccinelli, sued in August, claiming the bank violated state law by charging undisclosed markups on currency exchange trades to six retirement funds. Virginia is seeking about $931.6 million in damages. Well, we could go on and on. Why bother? It's the same sort of stuff no matter where you look in the marketplace today. Fraud, fraud, and more fraud. Accounting for manufacturing. I've been reading this book. I'm well into it. Just about finished with it. Pushed real hard over the weekend to do that. Didn't quite get there. Accounting Principles, 4th edition, Noble. Yeah, I read these things. Unbelievable that I do. Anyway, this is well over 600 pages. Pushing 768 pages. I guess I have a way to go. This is chapter 24. Yeah, that's right. It's an accounting book. He's reading from it. Oh, God. Might as well understand something about accounting. We're getting screwed so badly right now. We're all bleeding. Anyway, accounting for manufacturing. Description of manufacturing operations. Kind of interesting stuff. This was published back in 1945. Gives us an understanding of where we came from anyway. Thus far, consideration has been given to the accounting procedures used by mercantile enterprises. You know, mercantilism, that's all a big flutter these days. A lot of people are out on the speaking circuits talking about mercantilism. The merchandise that these enterprises sell must be obtained from manufacturing concerns. So the mercantilists, you know, that's the wandering Jew in the wagon. You know, he's out there selling broadcloth and stuff like that, little tin pots and things to the settlers. Anyway, the merchandise that these enterprises sell must be obtained from manufacturing concerns. Notice the use of the word concern. See, it used to be pretty well understood. Then when you said the word concern, you weren't talking about your concern like wringing a handkerchief for those poor polar bears swimming from iceberg to iceberg in the Arctic Sea looking for an iceberg to clamber out upon to eat their baby seal for breakfast. No, the concern was manufacturing concerns. Those are corporations. Those are companies. And so when we're talking about environmental and developmental concerns, we're not worried about the environment. We're not worried about development. What we're talking about is the businesses. And so we're going to sustain an environmental and developmental concern. That means underwriting, shoring up, propping up something that would otherwise fall on its own accord, like GE, for instance, or Monsanto. Environmental and developmental concerns. The manufacturer employs labor and uses machinery in converting raw materials into finished goods. And of course, you heard Hal Anthony over the weekend did an excellent broadcast. If you missed it, you might go back and check out the archives behind the woodshed from 2 to 4 on Sunday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. But he's really big into the mining sector. And that's what this is all about, because the manufacturer employs labor and uses machinery in converting raw materials into finished goods. That's part of the problem with the Klamath River story. You know, every one of these green weenie bunches have done everything that they can do to completely collapse mining, agriculture, forestry, hydroelectric power generation, etc., fish hatcheries, and the whole nine yards on this Klamath Basin. And it's going to basically, if it goes the way it's going to go, and it looks like it might, unless the people really stand up, and they are standing up, and we'll report more of that on Wednesday. But if they're not successful, if they don't prevail, the green weenies will succeed, and they'll just restore to wildlands this whole area because it won't be fit for human habitation. But they used to convert raw materials into finished goods, and thus changing the form of the commodity. We talked about this briefly before from this very section. In thus changing the form of the commodity. So you can go out and you can buy gold, bullion, but you can take that gold bullion, no matter where gold goes in the marketplace, and if you were really good at it, you could draw from 1 ounce of gold a wire thin enough to go round and round and round the planet Earth. Yes, you could. It's exceedingly malleable if you are crafty with a hammer. Draw a wire that thin. In thus changing the form of the commodity, you can make it into earrings or something like that. Don't worry about whether you can barter and sell. I mean, you can make jewelry out of gold and silver, and you'll do fine on the roadside stand. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, and welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, November the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Turning away from the news basket that we went through this morning, I'm telling you, there's no news out there today. Maybe somebody during the day will find it. You'll listen to Doug Owen. If anybody can dig up news, he'll find it. Lee Rogers, you'll find it. they got the RSS feeds handled. I don't know how to do all that sort of stuff, so I'm kind of dependent. But I do go to the Bloomberg website every morning and look at it and see what they're talking about in New York City. And I stay right on top of that very, very carefully every single day. As a result, I've been able to follow some of the stories, their stories, that they put out, and they've been following for years. Anyway, back into the discussion, back in our chapter 24 here, accounting for manufacturing, just a little bit further on this, and we'll jump ahead in the book. The commodities purchased by a manufacturer are his raw materials. But they were finished good to the manufacturer who sold them. Flour is a raw material to the baker, but it's a finished good to the miller. Steel plate is raw material to the automobile manufacturer, but it's a finished good to the steel producer. The designation raw material or finished good has significance only in connection with a specific manufacturer and his relation to the commodity. The vast variety of changes in form that take place in producing the commodities and the services used by society. Manufacturing provides work for a large percentage of the employed, uses large shares of the capital equipment of the country, and makes possible a substantial portion of the profit shown on income statements. And so, what? Even though, you know, you hear about all this ranting and railing, you know, against the 1%, unless you're an entrepreneur, unless you're an enterpriser, unless you're actively involving in changing the form of commodities, you're a laborer. You're a laborer. We keep talking about this. Oh, the middle class. No. The proletariat against the bourgeoisie was a rage against the entrepreneur, you say. A rage against the entrepreneur. But you have to be very careful when you rage against the entrepreneur, because it's the entrepreneur that has the jobs that you're seeking. All right? It's the engine that drives the whole system. Jump into cost accounting, job orders, jobs kind of seen from a different perspective. General accounting contains references to cost. For example, in the beginning chapters of this book, that drives one of our listeners nuts, sent me an email the other day. You clear your throat all the time. Well, yes, I do. Thank you very much. I'm proud of it. For example, in the beginning chapters of this book, accounts were assembled on the income statement to determine the cost of goods sold. You should get into this book. If you haven't ever taken a time to study accounting, it's kind of like studying, civil procedure and criminal procedure. It's pretty interesting to figure out something about accounting. It's involved. It's a process. It's big stuff. In the preceding chapter, accounts were put together in a periodic schedule to determine the cost of goods manufactured. When the life of the business enterprise was separated into periods of years or a month, only costs applicable to each period were permitted on these statements. The chief difference between general accounting and cost accounting is one of emphasis. You think about all the funny money tricks. You know, how do these guys pull out $227 million tax-free? Well, he didn't really sell those shares. Hell no, it was just a bookkeeping entry, right? Clever, isn't it? how these batards skate like this on thin ice? The chief difference between general accounting and cost accounting is one of emphasis. It's just how you report it in the books. So you get in face-to-face, mano a mano, becoming vocal local with your county commissioners, and you want to inquire about the budget. Baby, it's just all where you put the money, see? It all depends on what side of the balance sheet. You know, the Fed balance sheet? Right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into the study a little bit further. I mean, come on, Will. You're not talking about accounting on radio. You're supposed to be talking about, you know, concentration camp America. You know, it's the info war, baby. Or something like that. No, we are talking about accounting. Because of this fraudulent accounting principles that seem to be getting us in so much hot water, all right? But there's a lot revealed in this cost accounting job order, chapter 25. Again, the chief difference between general accounting and cost accounting is one of emphasis. In this and the next chapter, the whole emphasis will be on the cost of jobs being manufactured. The cost of jobs being manufactured. What's this? You know, Barry the usurper is out there every morning. Jobs, jobs, you know. Well, yeah, going to have jobs. You're not going to have any kind of a recovery. But what jobs? What is? Well, you know, words have meanings, and their meanings are important. And the meanings, the common meanings and understanding of these words that change over time. That's verified just by keeping a stack of dictionaries handy. I like to have them by the decade. you can go back and look, 1940, and look in the Webster's Dictionary, 1940s, what is job? Look it up. It changes. In this and in the next chapter, the whole emphasis will be on the cost of jobs being manufactured. Are we going to manufacture jobs? A job order calls for the manufacture of a specified number of units of finished goods. So when Barry the Usurper is talking about, well, we need to increase jobs, what he's talking about is job orders. You know, like Hewlett-Packard, Raytheon, McDonnell Douglas, those guys. What we need are more job orders. And when the people say, well, government can't create a job, guess again. Ever heard of NASA, for God's sakes? How many jobs do they create there? Lots. And how do they do it? Through job orders. A job order calls for the manufacturer of a specified number of units of finished goods. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, bales of hay, bales of cotton, silver bullion, gold bullion. A portion of the total manufacturing expenses must be assigned to that particular job. Again, it's a job order. In order to find the cost of the units, records are provided to show the materials and the labor cost on each job. Materials and labor on each job. And to apportion to each job a part of the total manufacturing expenses. When the job is completed, the total cost is divided by the number of units finished in order to determine the cost of each unit of the finished good. This procedure demands a careful analysis of the cost or expense elements entering into each job. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to have to understand what a job is. Unless we're just going to all stand in line at the bread line and the soup kitchen and wait for government, you know, Uncle Suck to feed us, maybe we need to start thinking like free people instead of slaves. When a manufacturing plant, this is the flow of cost in perpetual inventory, when a cost, how do you like that for a heading, huh? A flow of cost in perpetual inventories, 1940s. This is when we were building America. And this was the roll-up to the Warden June Cleaver America, where everybody had a two-bedroom Rambler with a 57 Chevrolet sitting out front in the driveway. When a manufacturing plant is operated under a cost system, asset accounts are set up to record three inventories. Here they are, three inventories, raw materials, goods in process, and finished goods. All right. So you decide, well, I'm rather nifty and handy with a sewing machine, so I'm going to get raw materials. In other words, you go and you get bolts of cloth and you get thread. And then you sit down and you work up a bunch of patterns, and then you start cutting out the pieces. At that point, you've transitioned from raw material into goods in process. And when you finally finish the blouse or the skirt or the pair of slacks, then you fold them all up, you press them, and you're ready to go to the bagging area, and these are called finished goods. All right? So you got raw materials, goods in process, and finished goods. And it doesn't matter whether it's bagels or biscotti or latte or Italian ices or whatever. Every expenditure connected with the operation of the factory eventually becomes a charge to an inventory account. As a result, the three inventory accounts are not only the goods on hand at the end of the period, but also the volume of activity through the accounts during that period. All expenditures incident to manufacturing move through the goods in process inventory and into the cost of the finished goods. Now, if you can't do that in America, then they'll do it for us in Korea. They'll do it for us in Taiwan and Japan and Africa and Gobi and all the rest of the places on the planet. All manufacturing expenditures, as was suggested in the last chapter, may be classified under three heads: raw materials, payroll, and overhead. Now, I know people that own businesses that don't know this stuff, and that's why they're going broke. And so if any of you are out there trying to figure out how the hell you're going to be able to deal with this downturn in the economy, maybe you're going to be a Warren Buffett in your own time, and you're going to say, hey, look, things are really a piece of crap. This looks like an opportunity for me. You know, finding a need and filling it. Are we going to be that replacement set, or are we just going to continue to sit here on our duffies The need for estimating various costs in order to determine the value of goods and process and finished goods inventories was discussed in the previous chapter. Estimates were made of the materials, labor, and overhead charges found in inventories at the close of the period. The calculation of such estimates may result in many errors. The incorporation of the three inventory accounts into the current accounting system, however, provides the accuracy of double entry and tends to eliminate errors. What did we learn when we studied the Medici? The Medici? Yeah, that's right. The Florentines, the Semiramis Vespucci. Why, they invented the double entry accounting system. And here in 1945 America, trying to get the young people in America up to speed so that we would be able to dominate the world with our military industrial complex following the World's War I and II, they're still proving the accuracy of double entry as a method of eliminating errors in your accounting system. Well, isn't that amazing? Using something all the way from the age, the art of learning, art and learning that was came on in the Renaissance. Process costs in manufacturing and selling. This is chapter 27. Again, in the two preceding chapters where the job order cost system was described, manufacturing cost elements were identified with the product directly. Jump down a little bit. In this chapter, the same cost elements will be identified with the manufacturing or selling process only secondarily with the product or the service. This indirect method of finding the cost of products and services is known as process cost accounting. You see, if you can't figure out whether or not you're making a profit on something, then you are going to go broke. If you are making something, if you're trying to do something productive, and you do use process cost accounting, it's kind of a way of averaging the whole system out. But in that process cost accounting, you might be able to find where the money drain is, where the money pit is, and improve one sector of your process, even if it's just a home business. Even if you're just making cheese on the counter using raw milk with armed guards standing around outside in case the food and drug people come along. In many industries, it's not possible to identify the raw materials with specific job orders as they're converted into finished goods. In the manufacture of ink, paint, soap, paper, and other similar products, the raw materials processed from homogeneous mass cannot be broken up into job orders. Well, we'll pick that up and tie this into education.
Do you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So if you want to tune in to a broadcast to give you a lot of pablum, there's plenty of choices on the internet to go to. But on this broadcast, we try and actually bring something meaningful into your life, like the idea of accounting. I mean, all you have to do is just mention forensic audit in the face of your misbehaviors in your courthouses and watch them duck and cover. How are we going to be able to understand what we're looking at when you look at a budget or income statements or any of the other things that we're asking for? Audit the Fed, audit the Fed. Well, you wouldn't know what the hell you were looking at if you didn't understand these principles. And so I just simply point you to some things that might be useful in our lives going forward, as the globalists like to say. But let's go forward to Minnesota and say good morning to our caller. Good morning, caller.
Patty, you were talking about how the 10-year treasury...
Yeah, go ahead. People,
we talked about this once before, but I think it's important to point out that people get so confused. See, now, if I bought a 10-year treasury bond at the beginning of the year...
Yes.
Let's say at that time it was paying maybe 2.25%.
Yes.
And now it's only paying 2%. That doesn't seem like a big difference. But that's an 8.9% difference there. See what I mean?
I understand what you mean, because when you look at the difference between 2% and 2.5%, and you look at the change in the percentage rate, yes, it is an 8.9% difference, but it doesn't yield 8.9%. So it's just like mathematical hoodoobery.
No, because here's the reason why. If you wanted to buy a 10-year treasury today, you're going to get paid 2% on it for the next 10 years, right?
Correct.
You're going to get paid 2% a year for the next 10 years.
Yes, per annum.
Right. But I could sell you mine, the one that I bought at the beginning of the year when it was paying 2.25%.
Mm-hmm.
I can, instead of you going out and buying one that's only going to pay you 2% a year, you can buy mine. I can sell mine to you. They're tradable instruments. I can sell my treasury that I bought at the beginning of the year when it was paying 2.25%. I can sell that to you, and you'll earn 2.25% on it for the next 9 years.
Sure, but what are you going to buy? You're going to go in and buy a 2.2?
Well, who knows what I'll buy, you know. Yeah, but what I'm saying
Burns, it's kind of like a Ponzi scheme. Yes, it's true. You could sell a higher-yielding instrument to someone else instead of a lower-yielding instrument that they would be able to buy, so that would be great. But your bond then comes out of the marketplace, and Benjamin Shalom isn't able to sell any more of the 2 years at 0.27%. So, you know, yeah, you perhaps could, selling your higher instrument to somebody else, that you could get some kind of a return on your investment on that. But overall, you know, eventually these higher yield instruments are going to be out of the marketplace. They're going to be bought out of the marketplace. And then your only opportunity to reinvest is either to go to something other than treasuries or to buy a lower yield treasury, which you would have to be then speculating that the interest rate on the treasuries would continue to decline. And so how in the long term does that work out?
Well, if I bought my bond at the beginning of the year for $1,000.
Yes.
Okay, now I can sell it to you. Let's say that you're looking to buy a 2-year treasury bond. I can sell it to you, but I'm not going to charge you $1,000 for it. I'm going to charge you $1,100. You're going to have to pay.
Why on earth would I give you $1,100 for something that's only going to net me $1,089?
Because, well, it's not, you're going to get paid. If you want to buy a 10-year treasury, right now you're only going to get paid 2% on it,
right.
A little under 2%. But with mine, you can get paid 2.25% for the next 10 years. So I'm not going to sell it to I'm not going to sell you my bond for the $1,000 I paid for it. You're going to have to pay extra for your ability to earn that additional 0.25% that you can't get by buying one that's issued today. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, I see what you're saying, but I still don't see where this is a quality investment. You see, I can go out today, just pick up the telephone and go one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, and call my broker and buy an ounce of gold. And had I done that last year, this year, I'm up $354.60 for a 26.20% return on my investment. Why would I want to buy a treasury?
Well, I'll tell you why. Well, just in this example that I gave you here, I made an 8.9% profit when I sold, because I paid $1,000 for the bond, and now I'm selling it to you for 8.9% more. So that was a good investment for me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, it was good.
I made a profit.
It was good for you.
I made a profit of 8.9% in just less than a year. So now the question: well, why would you want to buy a bond when you can buy gold? Well, a nice thing about a treasury bond is that you get paid your money back in full plus interest. You get interest; it's only 2% a year, but 10 years from now, if you hold on to it, you'll get your full investment back, and in the meantime,
you're not factoring in inflation. Every single year that you hold that bond, you're losing ground. You're not gaining ground.
Well, I'm in fact not adjusting for inflation. I am collecting 2% interest a year. Okay, now when you own gold, gold doesn't pay you any interest. And I'm saying that 10 years from now, I'll be able to get my $1,000 back or whatever I put into it. Now, when you buy gold over the next 10 years, you're not going to get paid any interest, and 10 years from now, that gold might be worth less than what you paid for it today. With the bond, it'll be worth whatever I paid for it. I'll be able to get that. If I pay $1,000, $1,000 will be there 10 years.
The only way that gold will be worth less is if the value of the dollar goes up. And if you're buying bonds and you're holding it for any length of time, you're facing the same dilemma. The difference is when you say that there's no interest off of gold or silver or any of the precious metals, you're free to sell your gold or your silver at any point on the journey. If you want to pay the capital gains tax, you can capitalize at any time. So, I mean, you're never locked in there.
And you can trade your bond at any – you can sell your bond at any time. You can sell your gold at any time.
Sure. The difference is that when you sell your bond, you're getting 8.9%. When you sell your gold, you've realized a 26% return. And so that's why I keep saying, I can understand why people look at bonds as, they're so safe. But at the same time, you look at a 30-year bond at 2.95%. You know, if you buy a house on a 30-year mortgage, some that I know of, I'll just put it loosely that way, are up 400-500%, So you bought a house 30 years ago and you paid $17,500 for it, did some remodeling on it. Today it's worth $225,000 if it's well situated in location, location, location. And so, compare that with bonds. If you'd have bought a 30-year bond, whatever the interest rate was, you would have been able to receive interest. But with a rental property, for instance, you can get a rent check every single month. I really do.
If I bought a house in 2005 for $200,000, that house might very well be worth half that right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. You always have to time the market, and the trend's your friend. So when everybody saw you, I mean, we were saying in the year 2000 that it was time to get out of real estate. It was time to get out of dollar-denominated assets. And both of those predictions have proven to be absolutely spot on. So all the people that were...
Well, the year 2000 was a good time to buy real estate. Mm-hmm. Real estate appreciated hugely from 2000 to 2005.
Well, there you go.
The year 2000 was...
There you go. We're right up against a break. Iran, appreciate you calling in and helping us out on that bond question one more time. And appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I know our caller from Minnesota is absolutely sincere. You know, there are a lot of people out there that buy bonds. You know, well, if you can figure out how to make money on that one, then just, you know, get right to it, because don't let me stand in your way. But as I said, it don't make a lot of sense to me. And I don't know, you know, so what can I say? If you got to sell a good yield to get a profit to somebody that has a lesser yield, you're still short something to trade. You're done. You're out. The only thing you can do is go back into the market and buy something that has a lower yield, and then you just have to wait for it to continue to drop so you can trade it again. But eventually, I think you're going to run out of suckers. Anyway, I just don't go there. But let's go back into this study again. Process, cost of manufacturing and selling, accounting, very important. when an enterprise renders a service. You see what I say? Fill it. Find a need and fill it. Thanks, George Gordon. Find a need and fill it. When an enterprise renders a service. Are you rendering a service? Is what you're doing rendering a service? If not, you're not going to be around for long. You know, you might be able to join the local Chambres du Commerce. You might be able to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony. But, you know, don't get rid of all your packing boxes and don't sign a long-term lease. You're going to have to find a need and fill it. You're going to have to render a service. But when an enterprise renders a service, the elements of cost entering into the service are alike applicable to the whole volume of service rendered. Now, let's think about education in this. Just kind of keep it generally in mind. We're going to go there in a moment. In such cases, the cost elements must first be identified with processes and then with the product of those processes. So we looked at ink, paint, soap, paper, and other similar goods where when you look into them, you can't really break up all the parts and pieces, although you can, and I know how to do that. But we'll just pass on that. But let's look at the cost of a gallon of gas. The cost of a gallon of gas is the cost of the process divided by the number of gallons turned out by the process. So this morning, crude oil at off $1.09 at $96.58. Now, what's the process that gets that crude oil not only delivered to the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma, 42-gallon barrels at a time, but actually gets the gasoline into your tank that you pay as the ultimate consumer, taxes and everything running with it, and you get it poured in, you put it in your gas tank, you go in, you pay, credit card or cash or checks or however, you defer your payment there. But now, think backwards. What is the process? It goes all the way back to, you know, to securing the airspace over Libya and bombing the hell out of the Libyans, terrorizing the people, you know, terrorism, a system of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread, the NATO. They're calling for the same in Syria now. They want to have, they want to protect the airspace. But go all the way back and then just follow that process through. Somewhere along the line, Halliburton is in there. You know, they're out there in the oil fields with the piping and stuff like that. And you've got all of the Blackwater contractors marching around in their BDUs, walking up and down the pipelines with semi-automatic rifles, driving around in Humvees. It's a process. The cost of a gallon of gasoline is the cost of the process divided by the number of gallons turned out by the process. And so we look at the inventories, fuel inventories every day, every week on Bloomberg, you know, et cetera, Rincon a Day website. But few people ever think of the entire process. You're standing there at the bread counter in the grocery and you're looking at a bag of, you know, Wonder Bread and you're wondering why anyone would buy that stuff. It's amazing. I go to the bread counter in the grocery, restocking my larder. And no matter what, there's always somebody that rushes in, crowds in front of me, and they grab a loaf of Wonder Bread. I can help yourself, lady. You don't even have to say, excuse me. If you want to eat that stuff and feed it to your children, by all means. I'm trying to find a good loaf of bread here, and I'm having a hard time. But anyway, the items charged to the process account are similar to the items charged to the goods in the process account under the job order system, and they include the elements of cost, which are materials, labor, and overhead. Now think about education, all right? So you're standing there, you're, you know, young person, and somebody gave you a computer card when you were little, and your mom and dad had punched it, and your brothers and sisters punched the little card, and then your pastors, they all punched the card, and the teachers all punched the card, and you go through your whole life, and everybody's punching your computer card, and they hand it back to you at graduation. You got your little hat and a tassel and all that, and you've got this tattered up, ripped up card, and it's the sum total of who you are. That's the process, and you're standing there. So what is the cost here of the process? The cost of a student graduating from high school is the cost of the process divided by the number of students turned out by the process. So if you memorize this little formula, this sentence, go on up on the internet there to the archives and download it. The cost of X is the cost of the process divided by the number of X turned out by the process. Number of students. The items charged to the process account. All those students. Have you ever gone to a school board meeting? One of the things the school boards are most interested in is students' attendance per day. student attendance per day. That's why they've got all of these, you know, enforcement officers out there to go around and grouse out through the bushes and drive all the young people back into the school building, because the schools get paid for the number of students' attendance each day. The reason why they have all this young people today on the school lunch business is because they get paid for all those toxic waste, unidentifiable slop that they call food in public schools. So they couldn't sell anyplace else. It's processed food. It's almost toxic. Anyway, the items charged to the process account are similar to the items charged to the goods in process account under the job order system. They include the elements of cost, which are materials, labor, and overhead. What are the materials? What is the labor? And what is the overhead in schools? Or you pick your area of consideration. DSA, Homeland Security. As manufacturing becomes more and more standardized, and we could say as education becomes more and more standardized, and the units of output day after day tend to be alike, isn't that the case? Day after day, every year after year after year, we have all these young people graduating from schools. And they seem to be just exactly alike, all made out of ticky-tacky, all look just the same. Deliberately dumbed down, know nothing about law, know nothing about business, know nothing about finance, know little or nothing about processes. Never got any education in the trivium or the quadrivium. But boy, they graduated, they got a little square hat on their head, right, and a gown. On a tassel. As manufacturing or as education becomes more standardized and the units of output, ever think about that? Students as units of output, your sons and daughters, these students are units of output, day after day tend to be alike. And isn't that the case, whether it's Walmart or anyplace else? All of these units of production, they tend to be more and more alike. That's diversity. Sameness is diversity, you know. The significance of the job order cost disappears. And greater utility is found in knowing the cost of processes from day to day. That's the difference between individualism and collectivism. That's one of the lessons you can just draw from an accounting textbook, right? The cost of almost any activity may be divided by the units of output, and a process cost per unit may be obtained. But what is the real cost of the deliberate dumbing down of our young people today? What is the real cost? Can that be figured into a process count per unit? Process cost accounting is therefore more universally applicable than job order cost accounting. We don't worry about the individual anymore. It's just a collective. It's a bunch of units in the system. Well, just things to think about, you know. It's one of the problems of growing older and doing radio broadcasts is I have to sit around on the spare time and read all this stuff and try and come up with something interesting to share with you on air. And I hope you found that a little bit interesting. I surely did. Because if we can understand accounting and how all this works, all this money stuff works, then maybe, just maybe, just maybe, we can start to understand what has happened in the world around us. Because we're all just a bunch of units. And the more alike we are, the better, you know, the bottom line looks. The easier it is for us to account for all of us out here. Well, chapter 39, we talked a little bit about it before. We'll continue with it this morning. This international legal instruments and mechanisms. God, don't you love this stuff? International legal instruments and mechanisms. Over the weekend, I finished listening to a 7-hour presentation at the University of California, Davis, from the Law Center on CEQA at 40, CEQA plus 40. Thanks to Debbie Bacigalupi for sending that link to me. CEQA at 40. That's the California Environmental Quality Act, 40 years after it was created. You know, we talked about Macondo, the well project that went awry for BP. CEQA followed that Santa Barbara oil spill almost immediately in the first Earth Day, too. And now it's been 40 years, and look at the hell it's caused us.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Just reflecting briefly on our caller from Minnesota. Yes, indeed, in fact, you know, the appreciation on real estate from 2000 to 2009 was profound. There's no doubt about it. But unfortunately, most of the mortgages made from 2000 until 2009 are the same toxic sludge that you're now trying to defend against in foreclosure courts. So, yeah, real estate. Interesting. I think that buying and selling real estate in the 1980s was probably a better opportunity to make a whole gob and a bunch of money than it was waiting until the year 2000 to get involved in the game. But this is the way the system works. The whole idea is to impoverish every generation. Booms and bust cycles every 10 years. Change the rules often. Keep the people scratching, stepping, and fetching. And so if you go up and look at that University of California Law School CEQA plus 40 seminar, it'll give you the willies because it's a bunch of lawyers, you know. I can't imagine any kind of a bunch of lawyers that are more frightening to listen to than a bunch of environmental whack job lawyers. Anyway, there was had some environmental whack job developers in there too, talking about Stackham housing and sustainable living communities and sustainable Pack'em Stack'em joints for the seniors too, making good money on all that, you know. Getting exemptions from the laws so that they have, well, that's equity for you. Just go talk to the Pope and buy an indulgence. But anyway, let's continue along with our study of international legal instruments and mechanisms. And right out of Agenda 21, Chapter 39, that whole Klamath River catastrophe that's shaping up out there with knocking out the dams and displacing the people that live there. Talk about a property value destruction that's going to go that way if they blow those dams out. Of course, Warren Buffett, from what I understand, Tressa, in the chat room, sent an email over the weekend, tied me into this privatization scam, that executive order that Ronnie Reagan's came up with that led us to the privatization of infrastructure. And then, of course, you know, you've got Warren Buffett in the background owning these dams, and some of the other dams he's owned have been breached, and so it doesn't look too good. Makes you have to ask the question, is Warren Buffett and the holding company interested in breaching these dams? Or are they interested in keeping the dams? Or this whole thing just a dam story? I don't know. Anyway, bunch of liars and dam liars, I guess. But these are some of the specific objectives to be accomplished in this international legal instrument and mechanism. Here's the first one, specific objectives. These are like goals. Again, I'm just going to cover a little ground that we've covered before and proceed further. To identify and address difficulties which prevent some states, in particular developing countries, from participating in or duly implementing international agreements or instruments, and where appropriate, to review and revise them, that would be the instruments, with the purposes of integrating environmental and developmental concerns. You see, now we found the word concern just a moment ago in the accounting textbook, and that was a business. So here we can understand that the purpose of integrating environmental and developmental concerns doesn't mean our emotion basket. We're talking about our bread basket. We're talking about corporations like Halliburton and Monsanto. And laying down a sound basis for the implementation of these agreements or instruments. So we're going to sustain, we're going to prop up and shore up something that would ordinarily fall on its own, wouldn't be able to stand. It's not self-reliant, it's sustainable. That means it's sustainable. You know, put the air hose in the side of it and keep pumping. And the Pillsbury Doughboy will still be nice and chubby. You take the air hose away and he goes away like a little party balloon. To set priorities for future lawmaking on sustainable development at the global, regional, or sub-regional level. And this is exactly what the purpose of this University of California, Davis Law School seminar was all about, CEQA at 40. They're looking at ways now of coming in and revising and revamping and shoring up and sustaining CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, to set priorities for future lawmaking on sustainable development at the global, regional, and sub-regional level. You can't get away from it because you're up against the international legal community and international law, private international law. And they work 24/7 and they get up on the stage, the podium's there, and they're giddy about how much money they make bilking their customers, their clients. That's right, they do. And they laugh about it. How jovial. To promote and support effective participation of all countries concerned. To promote and support the effective participation of all countries concerned. That's all countries. In particular, developing countries. So we're going to go down to Togo and Lesotho, and we'll dialogue them into consensus, into coming on board. Besides, they aren't bright enough or strong enough or have the military advantage to say no, so they voluntarily comply. Their silence is assent. And besides, the leaders, a bunch of bought and paid for oohers that they are, want to get in that gravy train. They want to be the ones that get to deposit the checks, because through the miracle of accounting and double entry bookkeeping, they can filter that money out to themselves. You know, perhaps that was how some of the money that the Libyans had wound up as 150 million ounces of gold in Gaddafi's treasure chest somewhere buried in the desert. But to promote and support the effective participation of all countries concerned, in particular developing countries, in the negotiation implementation, review, and governance of international agreements or instruments, including appropriate provision of technical and financial assistance and other available mechanisms for this purpose, as well as the use of differential obligations where appropriate. A differential obligation? I bet you don't know what that is. It takes time to study Agenda 21. You really have to apply yourself to it and read every page to get any idea. And the negotiation, implementation, and review of governance of international agreements or instruments, you know, like ICLEI, things like that, right in your local town. That's why we become vocal local. First, we've got to fill our minds up with all of this good stuff. But if we don't, like Hal says, you know, if we don't fill our minds up with all this good stuff, we're not going to be operating from facts, the law, and the evidence. We won't be able to bring it on. But if you do bother to fill up your mind with the facts, the law, and the evidence, you do bring it on, it's amazing the kind of changes that you can see right where you are in your towns, your cities, your counties, and your states. They tremble. They flee from you. They run out of the room. To promote the gradual development of universally and multilaterally negotiated agreements. What are you talking about, gradual development? Well, that's gradualism. That's Fabian socialism. Incrementalism is another way to say it. To promote, through the gradual development of universally multilaterally negotiated agreements or instruments, international standards. That would be the international building codes, among others, inter alia, to use Gen 21 newspeak, for the protection of the environment. Now, whose environment? The environment around you? The environment around me? The environment on the 74th floor of an office building? You know? What environment are we talking about? For the protection of the environment, as the planes are flying overhead, spraying stuff out the back, that's a protection? I don't think so. Do you? Spreading genetically modified seeds to the four winds? That's not environmental protection. No, it must be a different environment they're talking about that takes into account the different situations and the capabilities of countries. You can tell that to the Libyans and Syria. Hosni Mubarak's military replacement crew now under fire in Tahrir Square. How's that working out over there for him? Gene Sharp from Dictatorship to Democracy, Part 2. States recognize that environmental policy should deal with the root causes of environmental degradation. And you know what that means. That means you, carbon. Your little carbon with 2 feet. You are the source. You are the root cause of environmental degradation, and we need to get rid of you. There's just too damn many of you little pieces of carbon around here. Thus, preventing environmental measures from resulting in unnecessary restrictions to trade. God forbid we should pull back the trade. I mean, we need more uranium to hide in the desert someplace, don't we? It's all about trade. It's about commerce. And fool yourself and run out there and subscribe to the Sierra Club's magazine or Champion Earth First or Green World or whatever kind of a scam that Jane Fonda and the others have come up with for you this month. Trade policy measures for environmental purposes should not constitute a means of arbitrary or unjustifiable discrimination or a disguised restriction on international trade. Unilateral actions to deal with environmental challenges should be avoided. Wow. It goes from bad to worse. Just got to study it. Back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, tell your friends and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.